Hey guys!
Welcome or welcome back to Likewise Pod. I'm Issa.
And I'm Sam, and we're so excited for another episode this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're excited. That's all.
Yeah, as always, we're excited. As per usual, those are the words that have been on the dock since the very beginning.
Right.
Of our intro.
We're always excited to be back.
Always excited.
There was a time, though, where it meant a lot more, because we were not consistent. Out of time.
Yeah. And by that, she means 2022, when we had six episodes come out. Or seven, or however many. It was less than 10. Less than double digits, and that's embarrassing for a whole calendar year. That's less than one a month.
Right. Meanwhile, I don't even know how many we had last year. So many. I forget.
Yeah. No, last year was really good, even though we still weren't consistent until, halfway through the year. But then that's when it got good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we got stoked again. So...
Yeah.
I don't know.
The excitement, it's real. Even though it's wait, we were just here. We record so frequently that I'm we just talked. We don't have a whole 2 months of our life to catch up on like we used to. So it's still exciting. True. It's just it feels like us and Likewise are best friends. We see you every day almost, but we don't. That's what it feels like.
True. But we still are on the phone for an hour before we even start.
Oh, for real. Yeah, we've been talking for recording. A hot second tonight.
I know, I feel so bad.
I had updates I couldn't spill. So,
Yes. I know. I'm so stoked about them. Can't wait for the public to know.
Right. Big secret. Can't tell you yet. I love those posts. Wait, speaking of that, oh my gosh, so random, a podcast that I listen to a lot. I could be so wrong. Okay, I've talked about her before. Ashley Corbo, trying not to care. She posted on her TikTok story yesterday that she has big news for the podcast, but she can't share until February. I have a prediction. Dear media.
Dear media.
That's my prediction.
Yeah, either Dear Media or Call Her Daddy.
Tea, that'd be a good guess.
I don't listen to Trying Not to Care. I should. I've been meaning to, but as y'all know, have not been great at listening to podcasts, and that has not changed yet in 2024 since 2023 when I first mentioned that I haven't been great at listening to podcasts lately. But trying to change that, so I'll try to listen to Trying Not to Care. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like she could fit that kind of
right
image. Yeah. Or the feel of it. Just based on all the other things.
Yeah.
Or the other pods. Maybe it's just Called Our Daddy and then Alex Earl. I don't know. I really don't know. But yeah, no, she's definitely... Oh my gosh. This is that's the equivalent of being an indie author being picked up to be traditionally published.
Right. When Dear Media wants you.
Yes.
Or yes. Okay, there's other podcast agencies, obviously. But in our realm,
when a studio wants
Dear Media. Come on.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what if we start our own tea? Actually, this is something that we did think about before. LOL, we're oh my gosh, our dreams. What if we Likewise Home and then oh my gosh, Likewise Studios and Likewise this, Likewise that. We're oh my gosh,
right.
Yes, we're gonna be the pod one day. Oh my gosh. But yeah, so we're so excited for this episode. It's gonna be the content of it is gonna be short, but leading up Roses and Thorns and Song of the Week, that stuff might have some conversations
right.
that make this episode long, but we'll see. But yeah, the live left love alphabet, it should be fun. Hopefully
yeah.
It'll be fun.
No, I'm really excited because I thought it was so funny when I saw a post of other people doing this, making a full alphabet. And then I was we need to do this. Mm-hmm. And then actually doing it, it's it's kind of hard. And maybe this isn't
it's
funny,
really hard.
But I think it'll be really funny.
But before we get into that, obviously, we're going to do our roses and thorns for the week. So, Sam, what are your roses and thorns for the week?
Okay, starting with my thorns. Okay.
Boo.
Thorn number one, Jason Kelce retiring. followed up with womp womp on my note, because I've been loving saying womp womp recently. But yeah,
boom. But this is not a sarcastic womp womp.
This is for a real sad womp, womp womp. Yeah. Like, I mean, honestly, makes sense. I'm glad he's doing it. It's just like, it's a good career move. You know, man's got a family. He's 36. He's had a good career, whatever. But I was just like kind of sad for him, where like, you could tell he was like, he obviously, as anybody would, really wanted like that one last really good season. Like, so like losing that first round of like wild card playoffs was just like kind of heartbreaking to like watch. Watching him hug his like offensive line coach, like right after the game. Tears.
Wanted to cry.
Yeah.
I still want to cry.
And then negative 40 degree wind chills. Come
That's
on.
Ugly.
That is so bad. Why do I live here? and then my roses. Books, as always. My reading has been good recently. I've been in my audiobook era. I think I've read 3 books so far, maybe 4, I don't know. But I'm reading a really good arc right now, and also Prince Charming by Jennifer Chipman. It's really good. Okay, and then I just agreed to be an advisor for a Tri Delta chapter, which is really exciting because I really wanted to like do that this year. I wanted to be an advisor. So hopefully that's going to be starting soon and I'll get like onboarded into the role. And I'm just excited to be like saying yes to Tri Delta again. Like, you know, like the opportunity came and it was kind of like a bigger one than I was anticipating stepping into, but I do think it's like the right move, and obviously like I want to make the biggest impact I can and help wherever like the biggest need is that I can. So yeah, I'll be doing that soon. And
so excited for you.
Yes. And obviously, it was just talking about the NFL playoffs a little bit. I've just been really liking watching them. I've been making little outfit battles for every game on my Instagram and TikTok.
So fun.
It's so fun. And also, my following did me so dirty because, like, okay, I'm kind of just like, I'm a Texans fan now. Well, I have been like this whole year because I love CJ Stroud, okay? I'm obsessed with him. Not in a weird way. And I was just like rooting for them so hard for this playoff game, and like only 30% of people voted for them on my poll, and it was really sad, and they won, so like take that. But I'm just excited for him. He is so wholesome. Like, there's just something about the way he plays. He has amazing stats for this year, and yeah, love everything about it.
I love that, honestly. I couldn't tell if on your polls you're like asking who we think was gonna win
or like what outfit's better,
or yeah, like what outfit's right. better, or like who we just like wanted to win.
Both.
So like I just voted for who I thought would win.
I love
wanted
that.
To win,
thought yeah.
would win. And it Main generally goal. Was the outfit I liked more.
Yeah. I may or may not have also like tried Low-key. To be giving the teams I picked for my bracket and the teams I wanted to win, they were definitely getting better outfits than the other team.
That's so
as much
funny.
As I wanted to like both outfits and like made sure they looked good, like I was giving my team the better outfit.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Thorn. Okay, so this week on Tuesday and Wednesday I was doing Sounders Media Day, so I had to show up at, you know, media day. And media day, it's just like the day that like they get all of like their headshots done for the season and like video and like just a whole bunch of like promo content done. So had to do that, and my thorn is that it was freezing. It was so cold, and like the players, I feel so bad for them because they're just like in their shirts and shorts, and sometimes they wear like the long socks, but it was freezing. Okay. The Sounders, they have this mascot. It's an orca, a killer whale, whatever you want to call it. Sammy the whale, Sammy the Sounder now. And when I was a kid, he would walk around the stadium during the game. Now he's just there, like, pre-game and sometimes, like, halftime sometimes. But, like, when I was a kid, he'd walk around the stadium during the games and, like, would go around to people. And my parents said that, like, I would, like, start shaking and, like, trembling whenever, like, I'd just get a glimpse of him.
No.
Like, and they, like, they wouldn't even see him. And I would just start, like, trembling, like, shaking with fear. Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. Because when I was a kid, I was so scared of mascots. Like, I did not want to go to Disneyland because I didn't want to, like, be around all those people in costumes. I don't know why. I don't know why they, like, honestly, they still freak me out a little bit. But I'm able to, like, go near them. And sometimes I have to high-five Sammy. And it's a little scary. But it's, like, exposure therapy.
Right.
And, anyways. Okay, but also, like, if I could, like, see their hands or, like, parts of their skin, I'd be fine. It was just when they're, like, fully covered all the way head to toe and, like, not even, like, their wrist showing or something. Like, if their gloves and then their sleeve or whatever, their costume, like, separated for whatever reason, I could see. I'd be like, oh, cool, we're good. They're a real person. I don't know. But if they're, like, fully covered, I'd be like, can't do this, can't do this. And that's what Sammy was when I was a kid. Anyways, and that's what he's now, too. Anyways, so on Tuesday, we were cleaning up and, like, moving all the stuff around, where, like, the storage area that we're in, which we call the dungeon, which is really funny. But anyways, so we're moving the stuff around, and then I see these two Sammy heads. And so, okay, like, obviously I'm not going to give any spoilers. I'm not going to, like, give any, like, info out. But, like, Sounders, like, this is their 50th year, blah, 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 like, born 1974, and now it's 2024, so celebrating 50 years of Seattle Sounders, and so they're doing, like, some retro stuff or something, I don't know, so there were, like, various Sammy, like, orca whale heads around, and there were two, and I think, okay, this is fine, like, I'm just gonna grab them and, like, put them somewhere else. I turn it around because it's upside down. I turn it around. I look at it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the one from when I was a kid. And I literally, my whole body starts shaking.
No.
I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my God. I literally, this is so, it was so embarrassing because it was in front of, like, four other people, maybe five other people, maybe, like, my boss and then, like, a couple of my friends. As we're putting stuff away, I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I throw it down and I, like, run away. Like, literally, it was as if I saw, like, a tarantula or something, like a giant spider, right, or, like, a giant bug of some sort. Like, one of my friends the next day, she's like, yeah, I thought you saw, like, a bug or something. I was like, no, it was just the head.
Just the head.
And I was shaking, and then I was standing there, I was like, I can't do this. It was so funny. I was like, oh my gosh, embarrassing. And then one of my other friends was like, Issa, that was hilarious. I was like, I don't know why I had, like, such a visceral reaction. But that was so funny. So embarrassing, but also so funny.
Dang.
So, those are my thoughts. It was just so funny. So, my roses. Sounders Media Day. I love Media Day. Honestly, it was so fun. Like, seeing, like, the new kits. I love them. Honestly, I kind of hate how much I love them. Like, they're so fun. I really like them. And we're going to have them for 2 years. So, can't wait. And,
yay,
like, talking with the players, too, because we're not usually allowed to talk to the players because, like, they have a job to do. We have jobs to do. Don't want to distract them. But, yeah, so last year we asked them, like, what their favorite colors are, blah, 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 because one day I was trying to make conversation and I awkwardly asked a player, what's your favorite color? And then we just started asking all the players their favorite colors from then on. So this year we're like, okay, what's the question going to be? And couldn't really think of one. And I was, like, trying to think for however long. And then I don't know. I just asked them, okay, what's your favorite day of the week? Surprisingly, okay, so most of them said, like, Friday because, like, started the weekend, blah, blah, blah. A lot of them said Thursday. I was
intriguing.
Like, oh my gosh, that's my favorite day of the week.
Hmm.
I was like, that's so fun. And, like, the new love of my life. He also said Thursday.
Oh. See.
Oh, well. But, yeah, and then, so, like, one of the rooms, this is, like, the room I was guarding, LOL, standing outside of, was, like, in bowl video. So, like, the videos that go on inside the stadium. So, it's, like, trivia or, like, this or that. So, like, whatever. And then one of the players, he's, like, we had to, like, go in the elevators just to make sure that, like, the public couldn't see, like, the shirts, or, like, just in case they walked in front of the doors, or just trying to take precautions to not have, like, the new kits leaked, the new jerseys and shorts and stuff leaked. So I was in the elevator with two players and then one of my friends, and one of the players said, oh, player B, like, what'd you say for, like, if you weren't a soccer player, like, what would you be? And then player B said, oh, yeah, I said a DJ. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so funny. And then he said, and then player A, he goes, oh, yeah, I said this other thing. I don't want to say it because it could give away, like, who it is. And then they're like, oh, okay, okay. And then player B, like, the one who said DJ, he turns to me. He goes, what about you? I said, oh, yeah, if I weren't a soccer player. And then he burst out laughing. He, like, leaned over, like, if he could have fallen down, he probably would. I was like, this is not that funny. But like, they both started laughing, and they're like, and then he's like, oh my gosh, you're so funny. I was like, oh, great, good conversation. And then the elevator doors opened, and then walked out, and then I went back up, back to my station. Anyways, it was just, it's just so funny. Wow, how fun. Sorry, I've been talking for so long, but it, like, I love media day. It's so fun. It's like, wow, I feel like I'm part of Sam's world now, seeing these photo shoots and all the things. But yeah, just like seeing behind the scenes of shoots, and like, oh my gosh, so much steaming. So once you see those steamed shirts, I steamed a couple of them. Hate steaming, but you know,
steamer burns, steamer.
The worst.
Yo, like, getting, like, a facial basically all day because you're just, like, really up close and personal with the steamer.
Yes. Not being able to get out those, like, crotch creases.
Yeah. Love. Really awesome.
So awkward. And then, like, also interacting with, like, other sounder stuff that I don't usually, like, making new connections. Like, all of it is so good. So fun. Yeah. Okay. Also, lots of things are happening, except I said lots of things are happening, but I can only think of two. One, the new Percy Jackson series. I just started that. It's good. Two, Wizards of Waverly Place reboot.
I just saw that right before I sat down to record.
Oh my gosh. It's like our whole childhoods are being...
It is.
Like, new things are happening. Hannah Montana, when are you coming back?
Yeah.
High School Musical, when are you coming back? I mean, I guess, like, High School Musical, the musical, the series. But, like, no, I want... original cast.
No, you know what could go back though?
Kid Rock.
I've learned way too much against my will from this Ned's Declassified podcast. That can go back, honestly. Like,
Ned's Declassified. I want Ned's Declassified back. I've only seen, like, their reels and stuff. I haven't actually listened to the pod, but I've been meaning to.
But, like, why have I learned the most insane things that, like, I probably should still not know about? Like, I'm just like, that seems really personal and wild. Yeah. So let's rewind. Like, can you talk about something else?
They were only a couple of years older than us when that show was happening and when stuff was happening, and I'm like, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Really wild.
That's wild.
Anyways, yeah, I'm really excited for Wizards of Waverly Place also. And I need to watch the Percy Jackson show too. Oh, actually, you know what show I've been watching?
Tell me.
We just started watching Seinfeld because I, like, have never, like, really watched it. And I'm having such a good time because also we were laughing. So there's this episode in, like, season two or something where the one character, George, he was like, yeah, I quit my job because of, like, this or whatever. I just felt like it, you know? And he's like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? Like, I need a job. And he was, like, going through all these, like, jobs he would like to have, but they're kind of like, those are not easy things to have. And, like, at the end of, like, one of his things, he was like, I could be a radio show host. And Zeke and I turned to each other, we were like, podcasts. Like, there's so many, like, lines and stuff that still work in that show so well. And, like, we're just, like, imagining if it had, like, a reboot right now. Like,
that's so funny.
Just, like, the little things that would change, or, like, how it could hold up and still, like, apply. It was giving podcast. Like, it was so good.
Agree. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I have never actually really watched Seinfeld. I don't know, like, I've seen a couple episodes here and there, but it doesn't seem like something I would love. And I don't know, like, when I tell people that, like, I don't watch it, they're like, why? I'm like, it's just, It just seems like it's so raunchy to me. And they're like, you watch Friends and The Office. I'm like, yes, but like I grew up with those, and like I didn't grow up with Seinfeld, and I don't know. So right. I'll try.
Yeah,
I'll try
it's hard. But it just depends.
Just like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I've been having a good time. Wow. So funny. Sorry for the long chats before the meat of the ep, but I love our long chats.
Yeah, no, that's me. Sorry.
No, it was so good. Story time.
No, literally looking at my recording, I'm like, I talked for 10 minutes, and you talked for, like, 2.5.
Oh.
Or 3. I'm like, that's over.
Well, you know what? We got blessed with the story time, so I don't mind it, but all right. If you're confused about what we mean when we're saying live, laugh, love alphabet, here's a little example. Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
Gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss. Those are obviously two iconic phrases. And we have seen some memes of people expanding those and coming up with just like other words, usually verbs, that like go with the other letters. And we're like, that's kind of fun. So we were like, we should do one for likewise and like try to include our lore or just like things that make sense to us or like relate to likewise. And we just thought it'd be like a more fun, playful type of episode, fun little content. Yeah, and we hope we make you laugh.
Yeah, I will tell you this right now. None of mine pertain to likewise.
Yeah.
Actually, one of them does.
One of mine really does, but the other, I mean, if you listen or like know us or interact with us, like it would like, it's just fun for me. I don't know yours.
Yeah. Mine, honestly, there's only one that I really like of mine. I think
yeah,
it's so
I
funny.
Could, I kind of agree with mine too.
But also, okay. So also so Sam made like a little spreadsheet and she like color coded each letter. And so, like, every other letter is blue, and then every other letters are white. And I couldn't remember what we agreed we would do, so I just did all of them. And I was like, I'll just say the ones that she doesn't have later, and I'll just be prepared. And Sam was like, you just did all of them and didn't even, like, ask me, like, when you could have just asked me. I said, I didn't want to bother you. So I did all of them.
That's so funny.
Even though we've literally been talking all day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't want to bother you with that question.
So funny. But yeah, so we kept our spreadsheets like separate from each other, so we have no idea what each other like has written down, because we're like, this would be like fun to just like alternate and reveal them to each other and read them off, see if like the other person likes it.
Yeah, the only one of mine that I like actually think is really funny is one that you have.
Oh, well, then we'll make sure we talk about it. We gotta give you credit.
Except
for...
I think it's only gonna be funny to us.
Oh,
but it's like kind of it's like out of pocket, but it's like anyways, I don't want to hype it up because I feel like it's not actually that funny, but I think it's hilarious.
That's hilarious. Okay.
Anyways.
So, yeah, we'll see how many we, like, actually really like and if we think it's just entertaining. Oh, and we thought, okay, if, like, a lot of mine I tried to think of when I was coming up with them, like, if they had what I'm calling the gaslight gatekeep girl boss effect. Like, if you could phrase it as, we can't blank 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 our way out of this, like congrats, like good job. And I honestly think like most of mine, like I like saying them better if I say it in that way, because not all of them are verbs, like not all my words are verbs. Honestly, most of my words are not verbs, so it kind of doesn't make sense to just like live, laugh, love them on a lot of them. So yeah.
No, some of mine are adjectives that I meant to... Okay, and then also, when I was talking to Sam, we literally talked about this today, and I still didn't ask her which letters I should do.
So like I was working on mine the other day and I was like, oh no, that's what we're recording this week. Like I'm not ready.
Yeah, I was thinking that last night.
Yeah.
but Sam's like, yeah, I like looked up a lot of verbs. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so good. I didn't even think about verbs. I was just putting down like nouns or something. I was like, this makes a lot more sense. And then she's like, yeah. And I used a lot of songs too. I was like, I tried that. I was like, this is too hard. I can't do it. And then there's like one letter that I think actually is mine and absolutely does not work with, we can't, whatever, our way out of this. I'm like,
yeah.
Rough, but like, it's fine. Most of them probably don't. Beside the point.
Well, why don't
maybe we should just get started.
Right. I was like, let's just get right into it. So I have A. I'm starting this off. Okay, I have a lot of like little like I have some comments about the context of mine or like what I think they are. So I'm gonna say afterwards. So my first one is agree, argue, agree, because it's giving pro, con, pro. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Sorority girls now.
I wish I would have... Dang it. I wish I would have started this sooner, because then I could have thought of, like...
Pro, con, con, pro.
Maybe pro, con, pro. Better ones.
Oh, wait. I guess you couldn't have done that.
No, I did do that, actually. Well, I didn't do those ones. Wait, what was it? Agree something, agree?
Agree, argue, agree.
Argue. Yes. Agree. Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Thanks. It's not the best, not my best work. It was the first one I came up with, and I was like, should I change this? And then I was like, nah, I'm lazy.
No, it's fine. It's better than my A. Okay, B. You know what? It's better than my B, too. It's better than all of mine combined. This is so embarrassing. Okay. I don't... This is so embarrassing. Okay, so what I did is I just looked up verbs, and then I kind of just chose the first couple that I saw.
Right.
So there's no thought put into this at all. Babble, blame, bless.
I love babble. We babble.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason I chose that one.
That's so funny. No, I like it. Babble.
We can't babble, blame, bless our way out of this.
We can't. Oh my gosh, that's good. That is actually really good. Oh my gosh. Okay, C, one of my favorites, okay? It's so simple. Okay, it's complete mess, carousel, caramel, because Five Sauce Five. Those are the only C songs on Five Sauce Five. Come on. We can't complete
that's
mess, carousel,
so
caramel
good.
Our way out of this.
I was like, I was trying to think of a way to use calm because I'm like, oh, Five Sauce, calm.
Yeah.
And then I didn't.
I started with calm. That's like my first C was calm because I was like, calm, Callum, whatever. And then I was like, wait a second. There's three C songs on Five Sauce 5.
Oh, that's so good. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So for D, okay. Okay. Dabble, damage, daydream.
I
damage the Bank Mino. That's the only one.
I actually love that so much. First of all, you gave me babble. Now you're giving me dabble. I love that. No, these are genuinely, I really love both those words so much, and I'm going to implement them into my vocabulary. We're going to make it trendy.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh, I did not even realize that.
Dabble, hilarious. Babble. We dabble in babbling. Come on.
True.
I love that. That's good. Okay. E's kind of boring. I just put enlighten, empower, encourage. It's kind of wholesome.
Ooh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Very live, laugh, love.
I know. Yeah, it is. Except it's like, it's almost more live, laugh, love than live, laugh, love.
It is like if you girl bossified live, laugh, love.
Yeah. F. Like, I didn't even try anything, so I was like, this is the first F I can think of. fight, flight, freeze. I was like, I already know.
Oh,
F.
Yes.
Like, I didn't, I was like, I'm not putting any thought into this one because I already.
It has its own thing.
It has. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out all my flighters.
Shout out me and my freezing.
Yeah. Wow. Love that for us. Okay.
Bye, fighters.
Sorry. Bye. Literally bye. Okay, G guys, I got so innovative. All right? My G is Gaslight, Gatekeep, Grow Us. You cannot change a classic.
Oh my gosh, wait. That is my G.
Yeah, you can't change a classic. Exactly.
I was like, it's already there for me to use, so right. Let it low. Oh, no. Okay, here's my H. This is the one that I, like... No, a lot of them I... Oh, no. A lot of them I really don't like.
That's okay, how mine H. Started.
Hardy, heavy hater.
We are hardy, heavy haters, though.
I know, that's what I was thinking, actually. A little spoiler for... In a couple weeks, we have a repeat guest, and we are big haters in that episode. And actually, I was thinking about that.
Out of control.
I was thinking about that when I said hater. I was like, that's actually so funny. Like, let me put hater in there. And then hardy and heavy, I was like, this does work, but also it doesn't.
I love it, though. Hardy and heavy. I love that.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I was talking about earlier that I was like, yeah, I meant to go back and look for verbs, but then I forgot to, and I just now realized.
That's funny. Okay. I think, my favorite one because it's I want, I wish, I would, 1D. Come on!
That's so
we can't,
good.
I want, I wish, I would, our way out of this. Yeah.
That,
thank you, One Direction.
That is my favorite.
Same.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that's so good. Okay. Oh. As soon as you said I want and I wish, I was like,
One Direction.
Oh my gosh. No, actually, I would is like one of my favorite One Direction songs.
It's one of the best.
I have a hype One Direction and 5 Seconds of Summer playlist, because none of the other One Direction hype One Direction playlists or like Five Sauce playlists were like doing it for me. I was like, they're leaving off so many hype songs, but whatever. What do you buy? Oh my gosh, sorry, I cannot get over that. That's so good. Okay, Jay, Jingle Jangle Jungle.
I'm obsessed. Okay, isn't Jingle Jangle the thing from Riverdale? Like,
oh,
was it the
yeah.
drug? Or, like,
I
something?
Don't remember. I only watched, like, season, like, one and maybe two of Riverdale.
Yeah, they dragged two out too long, and then I had no interest in watching three, and then that's when it got weird. So, like,
yeah,
there was
like,
no point watching past two.
Like, I didn't find out, like, who the Black Hood was. Like, I found out because, like, I looked it up and stuff, but, like, I didn't actually get to the episode where we found out.
Oh, Jingle Jangle's a Christmas movie. Wait.
No, I think Jingle Jangle is something.
I believe it was also that. Oh, it's a musical movie. That's so fun. Okay. Love that. Jingling. What was the third one? I was so distracted by Jingle Jangle.
Jungle.
Yes. Yes. Love that. Okay. This one is all right. Okay. Okay. Kill tropes, kick feet, keep secrets. Because kill tropes, I was once again thinking about us being haters. So
yes,
that was
course.
That. And then obviously, like, being reader girls, we're kicking our feet. And then, you know, us, we keep a lot of secrets.
That's so good. Wait, people. That's actually so funny. Okay, so my K's were kick, kiss, kill.
Love that. I was gonna do kiss, but then I was like, what are we kissing? Because I was like putting like second words with them, you know.
Kissy lips. Chicken. Okay, my L. At first, it was Live, Laugh, Love.
As but, it should be.
But now... This is embarrassing. More embarrassing. This is... It's Live, Laugh, Likewise.
Yes! Good update. You can... Actually, I take it back. You can change a classic. For that case only.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Live, Laugh, Likewise. I love it. All right. I was really struggling on the M's, okay? So I decided to go with Make Up, Make Art, Make Out, because it's giving Tumblr core.
Wait, no, I love that. Okay, M is my... This was my favorite
one. Oh, good.
Manipulate, magnify, manslaughter.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
No, but I love you. When you said makeup, I was like, oh my gosh, make out. And then I was like, no, she just said makeup. And then you... And then I heard make art, and then... And then you said make out. I was like, oh my gosh, I predicted yes. the future.
That's so good.
Okay, my N is naughty, nice, negotiate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, negotiate with Santa.
Yeah, negotiate your way off that naughty list. Or off the nice list. I don't know what you want.
Yeah, I don't know.
O is very real. I need to phrase this one. Okay. We can't... Openly outcast our way out of this one. It's kind of fun sometimes to like bring it up and talk about it, but also like sometimes when we do, I'm like, we're really exposing ourselves.
Yeah. That's awkward.
So that was kind of silly.
Okay, moving on. P. Pardon, paddle, pause.
Yes.
Absolutely nothing there. Just the first couple I saw.
Verbs.
That is true.
Those are verbs.
That's all they are.
That's kind of how I feel about this one, too. My cue is quarrel, quake, cue.
You know, those are verbs.
Yeah, those are verbs.
Yeah, that's how the rest of mine are. The rest are verbs. It really went downhill after...
My last couple are all right.
Okay, naughty, nice, negotiate was fine, but, like, it really went downhill after manipulate, magnify, manslaughter.
Right, that was the peak. That was great work.
L-O-L. Okay. R, rescue, rattle, rave.
Yes! Okay, I like that one. Okay, S was very low effort of me, okay? S is... Slay, slay, slay.
Oh my gosh.
Because, you know, Taylor Swift said stay, stay, stay. So, I'm just going with slay, slay, slay.
Oh my word. Okay. T, target, tango, tease.
I like that one too. Tango.
Tango. Which is really funny because, like, I know that that is a verb, but... When I was looking at it, I was like, tango. Oh, yeah, like the phonetic alphabet.
That's hilarious.
Not, oh, wait, actually the verb.
That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. When I literally saw it on the verb list.
Okay. You. I did. Undo. Ugh. And you, but, like, it's the word you, and I just put in parentheses you, because sometimes you gotta cheat to make it work. I was trying to just reference the 1975. Turns out they only have two songs that start with the letter U. But I thought, you know, the word you is close enough.
That's fair. V, yeah, notice how Sam took the odd letters, so I get all the hard ones except for Q. V, validate, visualize, vindicate.
That's a good one. That is a really good one. Okay, W is waterfalls. Waking up is hard to do. And were you lying? The last one was just going to be wildlife. But then I was like, you know what? I could just like, you know, I could just pull in were you lying from Mr. Jansen. So, yeah.
True. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for their next album.
Same.
It's going to be so good. So slay, slay, slay.
So slay, slay, slay of them.
Okay, X, this one sucks. X-ray, Xerox, xylophone.
The only important X words to ever exist. Love that. Okay. This one's stupid. Okay. Why is yap, YOLO, yeet? And my comment next to it was just, ha.
Obviously, you have to put yap in there.
I was going to just put yap, 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 but like...
I did, in fact, have yap in there in mine as well. So, obviously. Love obviously. That. Okay, and then Z, finishing it out with Z, Z, whatever you want to call it. Zip, zap, zoom.
Yes! No, I love that. That's like a fun little,
that
like...
That actually was an example one.
Oh, really? I love that. Like, I want to... That's, like, something that would be fun to say. Like...
Zip, zap, zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That was fun.
That was something.
It was something. They were verbs. I mean, there was also a lot of not verbs, but there was... We gave you verbs.
Yeah.
Maybe this will help, you know, freshen up the vocab.
It'll do something, all right.
And writing or something. Like, maybe I'll write better.
My vote for coming up with verbs is still Mad Libs in a hotel room.
Yeah. Literally.
A photo shoot doing in point five, doing Mad Libs in a hotel room after a concert.
Wait. Oh my gosh. You know what I want to do?
What?
We should do Mad Libs, but we should, like, open questions on our stories for people to give us the blanks, and then we just make it. We just put it in.
Wait, that's so fun. Yeah, let's do that.
I love that. And we just, like, read them on the story. Or on an episode.
That's so funny.
Wait, that's so funny.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay, yes. I love that. Okay, wow, yeah. We said that the meat of this episode was not going to be long, and I don't think it was, but the rest of it would be long, and so here we are.
Right.
Regular life-wise
episode. With regular life. Yep.
But, yeah, it was very hard, but it was also, that was fun, revealing them.
Yeah, no, that was really fun. Like, we were looking forward to it, and now it's just like, it was time. And now it's done.
And now it's done.
We will not be revisiting. You know, I would be this thinking about, like, I want, I wish I would, though. Like,
yeah. I want, I wish I would. Ah, that's so good. Can't I want, I wish I would at my way out of this.
Yes, you can. It's so usable.
That's so good. That's so, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. We'll start a movement. I want, I wish I would.
Yeah.
And then that will be the catalyst for One Direction's reunion.
You're so right.
For the hiatus to
bring
end,
it back.
Not reunion, sorry.
We need to wear I Want, I Wish I Would t-shirts to Niall.
Oh my god.
Wait, mine says I want, yours said I wish, and your sister says I would.
That's so good. I'm going to be listening to those songs right after we're done with this call. Let me tell you.
Changing my song of the week right now.
Wow. Okay, speaking of, Sam, what is your song of the week?
Okay, my song of the week is Yes And by Ariana Grande, because I really like it. It's giving H&M, which is like some of my favorite songs are giving H&M vibes. And I already learned the choreography from the music video.
Oh.
So.
I've not even listened to it, lol.
Oh. The video's fun. Like, it's, I will say it's just like, it's kind of like unexpected. I think people were expecting her to like come back for her next album with like something like really similar or like just like kind of not what the song is. It's kind of like giving house a little bit, kind of like dance pop, kind of Madonna-y. Like, it's good. A lot of people are pressed about it though. Like, people hate it because they see it as her addressing being a homewrecker. So,
tea.
Yeah. And just saying, yes, and. Dead.
Tea. Oh my gosh. Interesting. I have so many thoughts about homewreckers, but there's not time for that.
Right. That's a different episode.
Yeah. And we've talked about it many times before with or about.
Yeah.
Anyways, beside the point. My song of the week is Baby Blue by Grayscale. And I was stressed today because I was like, shoot, I'm not really, like, I've been listening to music, but it's all been my One Direction 5 Seconds of Summer playlist. I was like, I could do that, but I wasn't really feeling it today. So then I went into my like songs and I pressed shuffle until I got to a song. It only took like 2 or 3 tries of like skipping. And then I listened to Baby Blue by Grayscale because I haven't heard it in a while. And I was like, ah, good one. That's the one.
So many good songs called Baby Blue. They're all good.
True. Or like, have Baby Blue in the title.
Right, Baby Blue Shades.
Baby Blue Shades,
Luke Hemmings.
Yeah. Baby Blue Shades by Bad Sons. Baby Blue, Luke Hemmings. I know, I was thinking about the two. Like,
I think there's another one, too.
A song.
But I can't remember right now. So good.
Yeah. Can't think. No Thoughts, Head Empty.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was a lot of fun. It's so funny having like these like sillier episodes because
right. We don't do this.
We don't do this. And so like it's weird, but like it's also fun. But you can expect to not listen to these kinds of episodes super often.
Right. I'm also really excited for next week.
I know. I was going to say, I'm so, so excited for next week. It's going to be really good. It's something we're both very into.
Yeah.
And have been. I feel like something we've talked about a lot before.
Definitely.
But not like in
small segments.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. By a lot, I mean just like frequently, not like.
Quantity. Or like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like.
Length.
Like big chunks, like in like a whole episode's worth. Dang, I really do need like a dictionary or thesaurus or something. I don't know. But yeah, so this was so much fun, Sam. Love this. Even though I forgot what I was doing, so I did the whole thing. But no, it was still fun. Yeah, so. Thanks for listening this far, if you've made it this far and haven't already. Make sure to follow us on whatever stream platform you use and write a review, because we could get it out to people or, like, tell people about it, I guess, if you want.
DM all your favorite podcasters to listen to us and all your favorite
message
rappers.
Message some rappers.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. I know, I was gonna say that, but then I was like, never mind. So I'm glad you did. That's so funny. Yeah, so follow us on Instagram at likewise_pod. It's so cute. It's so fun. And like, I know we say that every single week, but it's because it really is like making the content we like to see. And yeah, it's fun
right.
to see other people like it too. And like repost it. I'm like,
right.
Oh my gosh.
We're also getting like
warms my heart.
So comfy just posting like super fun graphics, because before like we felt weird about being too graphic heavy, but all of a sudden like right now looking at it being so cohesive with like our rebrand, like it just looks so cool. Like it's fun.
Yeah, but we're also like not afraid to like post just our own photos anymore either.
Yeah,
which is also fun, because it used to be either all graphics or only photos, and
now it's just
but
like
now
everything.
It's whatever we want.
It's whatever we want.
Again, if you know, you know. Oh, so Sam, thank you so much again, as always, for spending another, you know, hour of your time with me. It was so fun, and I hope you have a really great rest of your day.
Thanks, Issa, and likewise to you all. Bye. Bye.